Some skillful magicians can perform feats which mystify the most skeptical observers. I'll be back in a moment to talk about some astounding wonders which are out of this world. Hello, this is Joe Cruz on the Amazing Facts broadcast, facts which affect you. You know, friends, one of these nights, suddenly a bright, dazzling light will appear in the sky, the likes of which men have never seen or even imagined. The heavens will be split wide open and rolled back like a scroll, and there coming in power and majesty and glory will be Jesus, the King of Kings. I read this from the Bible, Revelation 6:14 and 14, verse 14, "And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle." Now there it is, friends, and that'll be the night when all men and women everywhere face God. For some it will be the saddest moment of all time, for they'll be unprepared and lost. And for others it'll be the beginning of all joy and gladness. Let me ask you this question. Which will it be for you? Now, there are some Bible students today who do not believe that Jesus is coming back to this earth a second time. But, friends, I believe that we've reached such a crucial hour that every single one of us must hinge our faith on this book. I don't think there's anything else safe anymore, anywhere. We must get back to the Bible. And if it's in this book, we ought to say, that's it, that settles it. If not, we ought to reject it. Now let me call your attention to the Bible and what the Bible says about the second coming of Jesus. I'd like to read you one verse that will forever settle the question. Hebrews 9, verse 28. "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Now it is so plain, friends, and so clear and so positive, there's no escaping it. He will appear the second time. You know, if there was one tiny little phrase in the Bible that mentioned some great person in the world today, that phrase would be seized upon and immediately that person would be exalted and acclaimed as the man of the hour, the man of destiny. But you know, there are 300 unmistakable predictions of the second coming of this wonderful man, Jesus, in the New Testament alone. Of the 27 books in the New Testament, 23 speak of the second coming of Jesus. Do you know that one verse out of every 25 all the way through the New Testament speaks of the coming of Christ? Oh, what abundant evidence we have that he is coming again. It is absolute proof positive. You say, well, what did Jesus say himself about it? And I'd like to read for you a wonderful promise in John 14. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Oh, friends, listen to that. Did you get that point Jesus made? Did he actually go away? Of course he did. Then what about it, friends? Certainly he said, "If I go away, I will come again." And we have his own word of honor that it will happen. Yes, there's no question about that. He is going to return to this earth. But the question is, how is he coming? In what manner will he make his appearance? Now, I've heard a great many theories about this, and I'd like to mention a few of them today. You've heard them, I'm sure. I mentioned six. One belief is that Jesus' coming is going to be a spiritual thing. Some believe that when you're converted, that's the coming of Christ. Some people believe that it takes place when a man dies, that is what it's talking about here, the second advent of Jesus. And others say, no, it's just figurative. It'll be manifest by better conditions in the world. And then a great many people believe he's going to appear again in person and walk around on the earth and do the very same miracles in the same way that he did over 1900 years ago. And then there is a group that believe that he's already come, believe it or not. 40 years ago, Jesus came the second time, they tell us. And also there's a belief that's growing all the time that his second advent is going to be something very, very secretive in the future that nobody will know about it at the time. He'll come, but it will be so much done in a corner that many, many people will never know that it has taken place. Now listen, friends, some time ago in Brooklyn, an evangelist was preaching to a great congregation of about 4,000 people. And he said to those folks, you know, I should not be at all surprised to wake up some morning and find that Jesus has already come, and that he was in London or Los Angeles or Calcutta or Buenos Aires. Now, you might be saying right now, well, I don't see that it makes any difference at all. What difference does it make? Why is it necessary that I know how he's going to come as long as I believe that he will come? I'll tell you, friends, the reason is this. It is important because Satan is going to deceive most people by counterfeiting the coming of Jesus. He's going to make them think that Jesus has already come when he hasn't come at all. And then when Christ really comes back again, they'll be surprised and lost. Now let's prove that from the Bible. I'd like to invite your attention now to Matthew 24. And I begin reading here with verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming unto the end of the world? You see, they came to him because they had heard him say that he was coming back again, and they said, Tell us a little bit more about it. Now, I'd like for you to notice what Jesus said immediately in answer to that question. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now please notice what Jesus pointed out. He said, Before we begin to talk about my coming, let me sound a warning. There are going to be false Christ and false prophets, plenty of them. And these men will arise who claim to be Christ, and people will believe it and be deceived into following somebody who is not Christ, so that when he really does come back, they'll be unprepared for it and be lost. Now, I can just hear someone saying, well, I don't believe there's any danger of anybody being deceived that way. But here is a very solemn thought, friends. Christ, the Savior of the world, thought there was danger of people being deceived on this point. In Matthew 24, speaking of his second coming, he said over and over again, Be careful that no one deceives you into thinking that I've come when I've not come. I thought we'd read a few of those verses and comment on them a little bit. Look at verse 23. Then, if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. In other words, if somebody says Christ is over here in this city, or this desert, or that desert, you don't need to go out there and look and say, I'll decide after I see him. You can say, I don't believe it, because that's what the Master himself said for you to do and say. Exactly that. Some time ago in California, there was a man who suddenly appeared. Nobody knows to where he was going or where he came from. He had a long, white, flowing beard, a beautiful white beard, and long, white hair. And he had a very musical voice also. And he preached to the people, and he said, I'm Christ. And he sounded to the people as if he might be Christ. He spoke some of the same wonderful truths that Jesus used to preach. And they were having a wonderful time. Then one day he appeared on the street, and a great group of people were around him. And they heard some singing off in the distance. And they looked, and down the street the Salvation Army was coming. And they were singing this old song, I shall know him, I shall know him, by the print of the nails in his hands. And you know, friends, that is good Bible doctrine, isn't it? Somebody went up to him and said, Show us the nail prints. And do you know what happened? He vanished in the crowd. He wasn't Christ. The Lord said, if they say he's over here, over there, don't you believe it at all. All right, verse 24 says, For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Did you hear about the man not so long ago in the East, the miracle-working man? It was a marvelous thing, they said. A newspaper reporter was skeptical about it. They had been saying that he was so wonderful, and he claimed to be Christ and do all these wonderful things. So this newspaper reporter said, I don't believe it. This is ridiculous. Somebody is just upset. So he went out with his pen and his pad, and he followed this man around. And this man who claimed to be Christ suggested they go out in the country. And they did. A storm came up, and fireballs leaped out of the clouds and rolled around. And the reporter thought, boy, this is no place for me. He said, let's go back home. And this man who was supposed to be Christ said, Oh, you forget, you're in the presence of Christ. I control the elements. Then he said, Peace be still. And there was a great calm. They walked along together, and as the reporter told it, they came to a river. This man raised his hands, and the river parted, and they walked right across on dry ground. They stacked some brush in the riverbed, and this man raised his hand again, and fire came down and devoured it. Oh, all kinds of wonderful things, and the reporter wrote an article about it, and he was very much amazed. But listen, friends, the Lord said there would be things like this. This doesn't prove that Jesus is present working those miracles. There are two sources of superhuman or supernatural power. Now, I want to counsel and warn you right here on the authority of the Book of God, don't be deceived into believing that a miracle proves that a thing is divine. It doesn't necessarily. A miracle proves that there's a supernatural power involved. But Satan has supernatural power also. In Revelation 16:14, we're told, "For they are the spirits of devils working miracles." All right, Christ himself said they're going to be false Christ, false prophets, and he didn't say they'll think to do miracles. He says they'll do them. Great signs and wonders, insomuch that it were possible they would deceive the very elect. So it makes no difference what happens. If you should go downtown someday and there on the street see a glorious being and he begins to preach and say, "I'm Christ, I can heal people," don't believe that that person is Christ, because his own book says no. I want to tell you in just a few minutes why it cannot be and how you can know when he does come. Verse 26, a little more counsel. "Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not." Why is it that every time a man rises out on the desert, people flock out there by the thousands? Why? The Lord said not even to go. "Or if they say he is in the secret chambers, believe it not." Now, perhaps that has never happened to you, but there's an organization called Spiritualism or Spiritism, and it's growing by leaps and bounds, and they'll tell you, "You come over to my house tonight, we'll go down to the basement, turn the lights down low, and when everything is just right, Christ will come into this secret chamber." Ah, the Lord says, don't you believe it. He does not work that way, friends. He truly does not. Now look at verse 27. "For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Oh, there will be nothing secret about it. When I was a little fellow, I used to be terribly afraid of lightning. I don't know why to this day, but I was. At night, it seemed as though the lightning would go all across the sky and I couldn't shut it out. I'd cover up my head and I could still see it and pull the pillow over, and then I'd nearly suffocate, but I couldn't get away from it. I could still see that flash. Jesus said, "So shall my coming be." In verse 25, he said, "Behold, I've told you before." In other words, he said to his disciples, "I'm telling you now, I'm warning you, so when it comes, you will not be deceived and go out after these miracle workers who claim to be Christ." But friends, the danger is this. We may believe we're following Christ. We may believe he's come when he really hasn't. And then when he does come, we'll be greatly surprised. And now, this is Joe Cruz saying goodbye for today.